reminded me of this sermon back in 2015. And so I went and dug out a notebook. I got a whole thing full of notebooks all the way back to 19, whatever it was I started preaching, I think in 90-something, 93 or 4, I guess. And so when he speaks the sermon, I'll be like, well, man, I don't know how long it's going to take to find that. So I go and find it, you know. And I've always did it. I've never been able to preach the same sermon the same way, you know what I'm saying? I guess, but God always brings that, but not move. Having noticed that there's a lot of people, and not just now, you know, I mean, just because of what's been going on now, I mean, there's always been circumstances in our life ever since we've been born.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's not that circumstances and things are worse and worse and all of that stuff. But how many knows that after I got born again, I realized that I was a roller coaster Christian. What that meant is, and that wasn't a bad thing. I was reading Proverbs one day, and it says, if you fall in a time of adversity, your strength is weak. You know, at that time, that word was kind of discouraging to me because I was failing all the time, you know. But I was still hanging in there going to church. And that's really, church was the main thing that was keeping me a Christian.
Lifeline.
I mean, that's a lifeline, you know, because I didn't know. But anyhow, I realized, you know, and then whenever I read that scripture and I started meditating on that scripture, you know, I thought, man, I'm weak. You know, if I fall into the time of adversity, I'm weak. I thought, I'm just weak, Lord. And heaven knows, God knows our thoughts from afar. And the Holy Spirit that Sandy was talking about, I didn't know, but that was him. He spoke to me in my spirit, and he says, all you got to do is build up the weak places. And so I thought, well, how do I build up weak? How do I build? And I started thinking about how you would build muscles if you wanted to build muscles. You know, you go get weights and you use them, you know, whatever. You know, that's how you build strength, muscle, you know. So I started thinking about that, and I thought, the Word of God, that's where my strength comes from. That's where my spiritual food comes from. Not only, but the Holy Spirit quickens that Word. He quickens it. He ministers it to us, hallelujah. I thought, the Word of God, that's how I get strong. And then I go through there, wasn't too long after that. You know, see, God was wanting me not to be moved in life. He's wanting all of us to come to a place in Christianity and walk with Him that we're just settled in it. I am a Christian. That's what I am. And what Christians do, that's what I do. That's what I'm going to do. Whatever we got conviction on the inside, just like, you know, going to church, you know, that's one of the things that I had down early on in my life, that it was God's will for me to go to church. And any time that I seen anything try to get in the way of me going to church, I would resist it.
Yeah.
And some people think that I'm a little overboard. Oh, well, you understand. We got to work. I'm not going to get into all that.
Right.
That's none of my business. But that was a journey that I took. And I mean, I read scripture. I started looking at the scripture in there, and it said those that are planted in the house. It don't say those that go every now and then to the house of God, or go every Easter, or go once a year for their kids' plays. It says those that are planted in the house of God will flourish. It don't say they will draw back and dry up and get weak and faint. It says they will flourish in the house of their God. But see, that was part of at that moment in my life when God was showing me what would cause me to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And it's not just going to church. It's staying in the right spirit, letting God change our nature on the inside, taking what we hear at church and, you know, going home and saying, God, I want to be like that. I want to be like you. I want to be like Jesus. What, it's not just about going to church. It's about letting church go with us.
Amen.
To where we come to the place to where unexpected or bad things happen or whatever. We're not so moved quickly and discouraged and oppressed and took out by the enemy.
Right.
You know, that we stand strong. Hallelujah. And so I'm really, really strong on going to church.
Amen.
I mean, they'll listen to me till I start mentioning church on Facebook, and everyone's quick to cut it off. Right after I say anything about church. You know why? Because God's trying to come in the living room and they won't let him. I mean, don't think it's strange, y'all people out there in Facebook land and the internet, that you're hearing about church because you're not going. And God is saying this is causing you to be moved. All of us, we're here faithful tonight. I'm not preaching on us about coming to church faithful. Y'all, we're faithful to come to church. But we still need that gone over in our spirits and in our minds and keep that thing fresh to us because we have challenges. I don't care how long you've been in it. Whatever the will of God is in your life, whether it's going to church or owning a house or owning a car or being blessed, you're going to have challenges that is going to get you to try to get you to move away from God, move away from the things of God. I went down and it was just, I guess, Monday, had this service down in Oneonta. And so I didn't pay no attention. I just put John Dobson, you know, wrote it down, went down there to his house, and it was done late, you know. I do work late every now and then. I got home at 6. Anyhow, we're there, and he walks out, and I said, I know you. And I said, I know you. I just can't figure out who you are. And he said, well, I'm Judge Dobson. I said, oh, you're Judge Dobson. I said, that's who you are. He's a judge down here in Oneonta for 10 years, lawyer. Judge Dobson, you know, been around forever. And anyhow, I got the check. I got the check. Well, all the way home, I was messing with Teresa, you know. But I'm gonna tell you this in just a minute. Why I even brought that up? Anyhow, I had the check from Judge Dobson, you know, and so I picked up the phone and I called Teresa. Well, back when we was lost and everything, she got into a little fight and beat this girl up, you know, and she had to go. That girl went to the emergency room. Teresa went to jail, and I didn't lock her up or nothing. But she had to pay, you know, for beating the girl up and all that stuff, you know. So I called her up and I said, "Hey, babe." I said, guess what? I said, you remember Judge Dobson? She said, no. I said, anyhow, I said, I think he's the judge. I said, I'm pretty sure he's the judge that made you pay back down there for that fight you were in. I said, baby, I got you a check. I said, I got some of your money back. All these years later, I got you some of your money back. I said, I'll see you in a little bit, you know, went on. She said, whatever. I said, I'm telling you. I gave her the money, too. I said, there's some of your money back that Satan tracked you and you're fighting back yonder and you're getting it back and you're recovering all these years later. Now, some people think that's dumb. If you want to think that's dumb, I believe. In the Bible, he said, go and you will recover all.
Glory to God.
I believe in recovering what the devil stole from us. Yeah. I believe if we serve God, if we lived out in the world and had been killing, stealing, destroying was a part of our lives, I believe that we can recover what God, all the enemy stole from us all them years later. I believe
it. Thank you, Lord.
He even sent a man to the enemy's camp to recover all in the Bible. I was sitting there, you know, and he said, how did you go? How did you get in business? Well, he liked the way I talked, you know, and no, yes, sir, no, sir, and all that, you know, just plied, you know, how'd you get in business? And so I told him, but I left out the part that the Lord put me in business in 1994. I left out the part of Jesus and that I'd prayed and told the Lord, Lord, if it's your will for me to be in business, I'm not quitting my job. I didn't want, because I'm working. And I get out to my truck, had to get something, and the Lord said, why did you not tell him about me? And I said, I'm standing there, and I said, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord. I didn't mean not to, Lord. I was just telling him, Lord. So I walked back in there, and he come back out, and I said, hey, Mr. Dobson? He said, yes, sir. I said, I forgot to tell you how I went in business. He said, well, you told me. I said, no, I didn't. I said, no, I forgot. I said, I got saved. I said, I got saved. I said, I was a quitter all my life up to then. And I told the Lord, I said, I had this desire to be in business on the inside. How many know the Bible says it's God that works in you? Come on, somebody, hear me?
To will and to do.
To will and to do. I've been in it for a long time because he put that want to. And then I followed the want to. And then he put the desire, and give me the ability. 27 years. So far. And so I told him about the story. And then when I got done, he said, I wanted to bring my wife out here to hear all of this. He starts walking. I wanted to bring my wife out here to hear all this, but you'd have been here till 10 o'clock last night. Tonight. And I said, thank you. I said, because I probably got supper getting cold. Like that. And he said, listen to me. He said, I've done retired as a judge and a lawyer. He said, but I work night court. He said, I work night court for these people that get them in these programs and all of that. Up to where they graduate. He said, what I'm wondering here, he said, is would you be willing to go down there and graduate them, minister to them? And I said, well, I don't know about that. I said, Jody Cohn, he said, I'll work with her and Alex and all of them. He said, there's just something about you. He said, there's something. He said, all the programs are okay. He said, they're all right. Nothing wrong with them programs. He said, but there's got to be, if in him said at the same time, a heart change. And I said, well, I don't know, man. I said, I'll pray about it. I'll pray about that. I mean, you know. But I went on and I told him, I said, you've got the number. I said, if you feel led by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, if you feel led by the Holy Spirit, well, then you call me. Because I had to make up my mind right then, like you've got to be. It might not be this situation that I'm going that's putting more on me, seeming that I don't got time for it, you know. It's going to be on Friday night court. I go out and eat. I close down half the country around me on Friday to go eat out with my husband. Now, if it's on Friday, that's messing with that. But you know what? I thought about it. I'm thinking about it. I'm going down the road. I thought, Lord, you did that one time. You told me to go on the streets on Friday night and I'd take my wife out. And I didn't get to go out with my wife anymore on Friday night for 3 years, Lord. All the summer long, I didn't get to go out on Friday night. But God, your power in the anointing, the road that you had me on was worth more than a hamburger. Amen. See, I thought what would be take away from my life then would, you know, was not good. But I went on and obeyed the Lord, and it was the best thing I ever done. I won hundreds of people to Jesus on the streets of Oneonta. I led them back to their church. I didn't even try to lead them to my church because it was too far. I mean, most Christians, when they get born again, they ain't got the faith to go over 5 miles to church. Right. So you got to get them one right there close to their house. Now you get up like me and you 4 or 5 years and the Lord tells us to go over here in Orlando. We going to Orlando. Whether we got the money or not, we're going to Orlando, right? We let him work the details. See, we got to not be moved by what we think and feel about the will of God. We got to just submit to the will of God and, you know, and do. And you know, God will, he will mess with our life and it'll be better than it was before he messed with it. So that door's probably opening up. And I thought, well, what better way to get Faith Way Christian Center, y'all preachers that don't even know your preacher yet, in there preaching? Right. I don't want it. But I'm anointed to lead you. I'm an apostle. Amen. You didn't know it, that I'm an apostle. Go see what apostles do in the Bible. Apostles, they can operate under pastor's anointing, just like myself. I operate under a pastor's anointing. Different times I operate under evangelistic anointing. But an apostle establishes ministries and appoints people in them. He has that a grace and anointing for that. So I'm going to lead y'all into victory, but it's going to be through you taking down principalities and powers. And you're absolutely in training right now for the ground that God's going to open up, and the doors and the avenues that God's going to open up to us. And it's not so that we will be popular. It's to win the lost to Jesus. It's to restore the kingdom of God to the hearts of those that have lost the kingdom out of their hearts, been stoned out of their heart. They backslid on the Lord. Those I'm preaching to you now, sitting in your living room, praise God, rise up in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the people were healed as they went. Healing is on the journey you walk with the Lord. Whether it's spiritual, physical, you didn't hear it, Facebook land. I had open heart surgery over yonder 2 years ago. They said I should sign up for disability. Well, I got a good report today. Every function of everything in my body is good and normal.
Amen.
I refuse to quit believing or healing and walking it out. Faith has action. You feel like you can't go to church or sitting on your couch on Sunday morning or tonight because of the way you feel. The Bible says stop going by the way you feel. We walk by faith and not by sight. Take the scriptures in there and tell your body you're healed if you're a Christian, and we'll see you Sunday. All over Facebook land. Come on down here and bluff. I ain't got the gas. Call me up. Hit me up. I got $100. You need gas money? I'll fill your car up. Cost me $100 today. I got it for all these people panicking, causing something to happen. God, y'all quiet. They said they got some too. They just ain't said it yet. Hallelujah. In other words, we'll walk with you. But see, we got to come to the place Sandy was talking about. Get in that word. Give me that Mark 4. I got the Bible on it. The sower soweth the word. So now Jesus is the sower, Lord, sower. But we're the sowers in our life. If you don't get that Bible and read it, you ain't sowing no seed. Right? Jesus can sit in your living room, the Holy Spirit, all day long waiting on you to pick that Bible up, waiting on you to get your mind on the Lord, and he won't do nothing till you do. But it says that these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately to take away the word that was sown in their hearts. And you know what? After I got born again, I would try to get the word. I heard a preacher. He said, you need to meditate on that word. You need to meditate on that word. Meditate on that word. I thought, what's meditate on that word? And you know, he said, don't just read the Bible. He said, when you're reading the Bible and something means something to you, stop. He said, and go over that scripture until you know where that scripture's at without having to pick that Bible up. You say Romans 12:2. The Holy Spirit woke me up at 2:30 one morning when I had to go to work at 5. 2:30 one morning, I walked straight up in the bed and the Lord said, go. 2 Corinthians 10:3. I thought, Lord, I'm trying to sleep. I got to go to Sheetrock tomorrow. Now I was asleep too, man. I thought, man, I know this is Jesus, man. So I get up. And I go in there, and I get that Bible out, 2:45 in the morning. I turn it over to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I'd never read it before in my life. The Holy Spirit can speak to you before you even have ever read anything. It says, though I walk into me, the Lord, when I started reading it, the Lord said, I want you to know this without going to the Bible before you go to sleep. And I thought, glory to God, I ain't never like this. That ain't never happened like that again that time of the morning. I don't know why he did it that way. That was way back there in 94 or 5. And so I meditated on it. And before I went to bed, I could quote it to you. Though I walk in the flesh, I do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And I mean, for a solid month, all I could think was that scripture. And I'm like, glory to God, I'm not normal, Lord. That's what Teresa says. She says, you're not normal. See, we shouldn't be normal. We're Christians. Normal, we would say, is the world. We've been set apart. And you know what? Every day I go to work and I'll be like, glory to God, my weapons are not carnal. Bless God. My weapons are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Lord, I thank you for those weapons. I mean, that meditation on that word changed me to this life right to now. Still today. When I get into battles, I'll say, my weapons are not carnal. Glory to God. They're mighty through God. I remind myself that they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Well, I'm getting up to go to the doctor now. Okay? And I go and have the nose surgery. You know, I'm not healed from it. It'll take 1 to 2 months to really heal up. The surgery that they did on me, cut bone out and all kinds of stuff. But anyways, I shouldn't even be preaching, but I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to be moved. I'm not moved. That's the title, not moved. Not moved by sinus surgery. Not moved by heart attack. Not moved by high blood pressure, low, you know, sugar, whatever the case might be. So and I go up there, and they do EKG on me. Come in here. That EKG is not normal. I said, I'm not normal. I said, listen, is that not being normal? I said, I'm not normal. I said, is that going to stop me from getting this surgery? I'm, you know. I said, no. I said, well, don't worry about it then. Let God, let's get her done. What you doing? Hold that doctor. What are you doing tomorrow? I did. I told them, what are you doing tomorrow? Well, anyway, so I'm getting to go see my heart doctor. I'm like, this going to be, I mean, thoughts going off in your mind. Don't just think I'm telling you my story. You have your own things that tries to get you in fear, that tries to get you fearing God don't work, God ain't going to come through, you ain't going to make it, your bills ain't going to get paid, your car ain't going to crank. Anybody been here today?
Amen.
Look, God, you're driving me. See, we're not moved. Not moved. I remember Brother Johnny said, see, that wasn't me telling that to Dave and he heard that. I was inspired when I told him that. But God, I got tired of hearing them whine about their vehicle. I laid hands on it. But God healed the transmission. That's just one. That thing with that gear went back in there, but God had that gear till they towed the vehicle out. I figured, but God, somebody can make that gear, Jesus can weld it back in there. No, we're not normal, Monty. No, we ain't. We're pilgrims. We're passing through. This is not our home. We're aliens. My sister used to hate that when I'd say we're aliens. Beep, beep. They get on their nerves. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. You're in this world, but you're not of this world. See, faith defies the laws of the natural. Faith goes beyond the laws of the natural. Standing there the other day, I didn't know this guy in the place where I was doing some doors. Some work, me and Dave Travis on God, and I'm just standing there. And I started thinking about the axe head God called the swim. I said float, swim. I got corrected on it, Dave. It swim. I'm standing there, and all of a sudden I thought about that. So I looked over at Dave, and I said, hey, Dave. Yes, sir. I said, you know God called an axe head to float, but I should have said swim. So I'm correcting it right now. To swim. Oh, no. I said, yep, you sure did. It was a borrowed axe. I mean, if you borrow an axe, you got to pay it back. It's in a river. You can't find it. You can't get it. God goes to return. The man had a good name, right?
Right.
He carried that axe head back, swim to it. Swim to the bank, I guess. Well, I didn't realize while I was standing there telling Dave all that, talking about the Lord, The guy that here, he done been cussing the Lord. You tell if he's been saved, he ain't walking with the Lord, you know. And I didn't know he's standing over there listening. I looked around there and he went, "That's the Lord Jesus." I didn't know that. You know? And I thought, well, that's what I'm here for. I'm not here just for money. But God, if I think about an axe head swimming, I'm going to say it. I don't care where I'm at. Right? If they don't want to hear it, go on over yonder. You don't like that? Fire me. Right? There ain't nothing coming before Jesus, right, in your life. I mean, you got to make up your mind, I'm going to serve the Lord, and I'm not ashamed of Him. I'm not ashamed of the victory that's in Jesus. I'm not ashamed that I was lost and now found. I'm not ashamed that I was healed, that I was sick and now I'm healed. I'm not ashamed that I went through open heart surgery, but God and Satan tried to tell me if I'd have had faith, I wouldn't, blah, blah, blah. And I went back and told him, I said, "Now, doctor told me quit eating that pig." I kept eating it. I still get me some sausage every now and then. I figure if them veins lasted 53 years and 53 more years of eating pork, that's fine. That'd nearly be 120, I'm believing for that anyway. Right? I still eat a little pig. You know, it ain't the meat that's good, it's the seasoning they put in it. I bet that meat, if you don't season it, ain't good at all. That's what I hear anyway.
I don't know. I'm seasoning some vegetables, and they're not great.
They're not great either. We get off all that, man. We know. Just kidding. But when they heard Satan come to me, see, he wants the word out of your heart. He wants you to come to church, read your Bible, meditate and all that. Then he wants to throw something out there and get that word that you've been meditating on. Get it out of your heart. You know what? I'm a gardener. I mean, I've gardened for forever. My dad was a farmer, and I think I went 1 year without a garden and I was miserable, really. I mean, I just enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy the fruit, but I mean, I think that I really just, it's in me, you know, my whole life, and I just enjoy that. And so used to, I don't do it now. I told the story, and it always reminds me of this, and it goes on down to talk. Let me read it for you. "And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness." Go ahead. "And have no root in themselves." This one always reminds me. See, I was digging up some seed to see if it was sprouting in my garden. Every year, I mean, I plant that thing, and I know if everything dried in 7 days, I should have some plants coming up. 7 days. 7 to 10 days. Well, on the seventh day, I come in from work, and I go out there, and I'm like, "Man, I know they're going to be up. They got to be coming up soon. They got to be coming up soon." So I got down there, go down there, squash mainly. Squash always the early thing that I plant, you know. You plant squash pretty early, it comes up, bears quick. And so I'm digging those seed up to see if they're coming up or not. And every time I dig one up, I kill it. What am I doing? I'm not letting it get rooted. Has no root. I got the seed in there, but I'm not letting it take root. Leave that thing alone. That's the way the word is in our heart. See, we can let things and cast that out. We can just let the word be stolen out of our hearts. We can say, "Well, you know, I know I'm a Christian, but I'm not a pushover, so don't mess with me because the old man will just get you." See, we can't live that way. We got to say, "Nope. Love is on the inside of me. It's been poured out in me by the Holy Ghost. I'm going to not blow up on people anymore." And that's how you take that word, say, "Nope, love's in there," and then you keep it in there. You don't bash out. That's letting that word take root in there. That's how you do it. "Well, you don't know what I'm going through." You're taking the word out. "Well, my house ain't come yet." But you're taking the word out. You believed, you received it. Mark 11 says, "Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it." Then 10 years later, "Where's your house?" "I got it." "Where's it at?" "They ain't got here yet." "When'd you get it?" "10 years ago." And people will say, "Well, that's crazy. That's crazy." No, that's keeping the word in there. I know, I did it. It took me 10 years to get to my dream. I'm enjoying it. And when I got to stood up there, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, this is yours. And I bent down on the ground where I live, above that, where I got the little pump house, and there wasn't no grass on that place. It looks good now, man. I reached down, and I drawed a line in the sand down there, and I said, thank you, Lord, this land belongs to me. Belongs to me and Teresa, Lord. I praise you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that I will live in this right here in the glory. And I mean, I had this thought come to my mind right after I said that out of my mouth. I had this thought, you'll get it, but you won't enjoy it. You're not going to live. And I thought, was that Jesus? I thought, no. The Bible says I'll live and not die and declare the glory of God. So I come out of my mouth and I said, Satan, I said, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I will live and not die. What I promised 120 years in that Bible, buddy. But God, you can't tell me I'm going to die. I hear your voice and I'm not following it. Well, I've been in it almost 15 years now. Got 3 months behind on everything. The Lord told me to tell you this story. See, he says here, he says, as here's where the care, here we go, in the cares of this world and the deceivings of riches and the lust of other things, enter in and choke what?
The Word.
The Word of God. The Word of God. See, by Jesus' stripes I'm healed. I don't care what my body has to do. I don't care what it has to go through. That word is in my heart. And bless God, there ain't nothing going to choke it out. See, that's the way you ought to be with that word. Bless God, the Bible says I'm healed. Bless God, I'm healed. Slap your hands on your body and tell it. You might as well shut up and follow me. Bless God, I'm on the inside and you're only a vessel. Did you know your body's not you? You look in the mirror and you think, Scotty, I do look cuter. Maybe straighten that nose up, dude. It ain't crooked more. I got a straight nose. Ooh, glory to God, I'm going to be good. Yeah. I looked in the mirror today and I thought, you're cuter than you was, man. Hallelujah. But you know what? If you quit breathing, you come out of your body. Right? You ain't never went to a funeral and seen nobody but a body sitting there. That person come out of that body and gone. See, this is only a temple we live in. This is only the vehicle, the car that we maneuver in. But I'm not trying to look good now. Feel good. I don't like a skipping car. Might make it, might not. You know? So I keep her tuned up. A little bit of fuel additive every now and then. It's junk they put in there burning through a car. Well, that's the way our body is, right? We want to be full of the Spirit of God. We want to keep ourselves tuned up. We don't want bad spark plugs, so to speak. You know, we want to be tuned up. We don't want to be going around wondering if we're going to make it or not. We want to know, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. If God be, that's how you keep a tune up. When the enemy comes in, things coming at you, don't just lay down, well, me, Lord, I don't understand why I'm going through all this, Lord, I don't know. Don't get in that little pity party. Don't get down there. Oh, poor old you, no, rise up and say glory to God. It might be a bad day today, but there's light at the end of the tunnel. Glory to God, I don't know how God's going to do it. I mean, just today, they didn't send some of my stuff. All my own business. They don't send my stuff. They don't got the jobs to lay up. There's pressure and all that. Did send all the stuff. Called them. I said, y'all supposed to send this here. Well, it wasn't on the shipping ticket. I said, oh, yeah, look at the email. When I called you and said, I ain't seen that yet. Is it going to get to me today? I said, go back to your shipping tickets. I said, it's on there. I said, it's on the shipping tickets, but it's not on my paperwork here at the truck. And it's going to mess jobs up. I needed that because I've got these jobs lined up. That's enough to make you want to go over there and burn the whole building down, old young man. You know, drive over to Tennessee, set the building on fire, say, you'll ever do that to me again, and you won't be fine. But that's the wrong response. So I'm in there, and I'm down there, and I'm like, okay, Lord, what do I do about this? He said, why don't you just go up yonder and buy four operators? I said, well, that's just what I'll do, Lord. I solved the whole problem. Just asking the Lord, what am I going to do about this? Well, you know why I did that? Because Romans 8:28 is real to me.
Glory to God.
It says, for we know that God works all things together for the good.
Amen.
To those that love him and those that are called according. Now I've got to have that word in there though. I've got to let that word live, and I've got to use that word in times of troubled waters. It's not just good enough in church. So I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you're always good at that, working all things together to the good. He said, yes, if you acknowledge me.
Right.
He can if I acknowledge him.
Yep.
He can if I keep that word in there. Because our life is not really, we're not waiting on the Lord. I mean, I know people say, wait on the Lord. They just wait on the Lord. Oh, no, no. Well, say here, wait or what? Just get up and march. I found a scripture where it said, Jesus said, occupy till I come. Come in, David. He said, yep, I've been fishing. I said, where'd you go fishing at? He said, Lee Street. I'm thinking, where's a pun? I said, well, I thought, where's a pun on Lee Street? I need to know about this baby. Because I'm thinking that pun over here by Below Lucky's, you know. I'm thinking, that's not Lee Street. Lee Street's right here. I said, did you catch anything? He said, yeah. Caught some. And then it dawned on him. He'd been fishing for men. I told him, I said, just keep fishing. Just keep fishing. I got scripture for that. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
Hallelujah.
I mean, all these things. I told the guy, I said, all these things. My car is in that. He said, nah, that ain't talking about natural stuff. That's spiritual. I said, you're wrong, buddy. I went and looked up the word things. I said, you know Jesus didn't speak English? Yes, he did. I said, no, he didn't. I said, he was a Jew. He speak Greek and Hebrew. I said, they translated that Bible. I said, sure, you don't even know what none of them words mean. I said, I got me a Strong's Concordance, baby. He said, what's that? I said, well, it's Hebrew and Greek meaning of the word in the Bible. I said, if I want to know what things means in the Bible without the Holy Spirit just breaking it down to me, I said, I go in there and I turn over there and I said, things says material. I said, it don't say spiritual. It says material. I said, and you ain't getting it out of my heart. Did you know, because some people don't understand, you can be believing the right thing and them get in their presence. No, I don't really mean that. And you can come right out with it and say, well, maybe it don't.
Right.
But now you run back to that Bible. But God, that Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. That means your house, your water bill, your light bill, your car payments, your oil to change the oil, anything you can take, your light bill, your house. Y'all are quiet. I told you some people think I'm out there. No, I'm just throwing a word. Have I been saying the word with it all?
Yep.
Well, it ain't out there then. We're up there. He said we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Where's Christ Jesus? Seated at the right hand of the Father. He was exalted above all principality, power, mind, and dominion. And the Bible says he's above every name. As the name of Jesus, everything has to bow. That's how come when something tries to curse me, I say, you bowing right now in the name of Jesus. If it's Satan, I say, get under my foot. praise God, you under my feet.
Amen.
I'm in the authority of the one that came here. The one that came here and subdued it all. His name is Jesus. And the Bible says, go in my name, cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. Hallelujah. See, y'all got to get back. We already are. But the Bible says in Mark 16, 17, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out devils. Don't run from the devil. Well, he's all up in my family. Well, leave your family and let them go. If they want to run with the devil, well, we ain't. I was torn one time. I'll try to close with this. Don't be moved. Not moved. I was torn one time because they told me, some of my family told me I didn't love them anymore. Because it seemed to me that I chose God. And all I wanted to do was preach to them. They were wrong. I got something on the inside of me that gave me my wife back and my family back and gave me Zoe life on the inside. And I just wanted, I wanted them out from under the clutches of the same one that I'd been serving, you know, and all of that, you know. And so I'm kind of torn, you know, and I'm reading in the scriptures one day. How many know it's a good thing to read your Bible?
Amen.
I'm reading in the scriptures one day, and they went in there, and Jesus was in there teaching the word. And they went in there and said, Jesus, your mother, brother, your mother and sister, the kinfolk out here to see. In other words, he's in there, and he looked at them, and he said, these are my mother's brothers and sisters, those that does the will of God. In other words, he made a distinction between his mother, his natural family, and the people he was teaching the gospel to. Believe me. He said, these are my mother's brothers and sisters, those that does the will of God. And it set me free. I thought, you know what, praise God? That's why y'all feel the way you do about one another here. When people are really real in the Lord, they'll have that agape love. You love your church. You love everybody. I mean, you can't help yourself. It's something that's Jesus, see? And that's the way it was with Jesus. And so I made a determination. And so when they would say something to me, I'd say, no, it's not that I don't love my family. I love y'all. I love all of y'all. I love all of y'all with an undying love. But when it comes to Jesus, I have to choose the kingdom. I have to. But if all of my family, that's what I would tell them, but if all of my family chooses the kingdom, we will have more in common. We can talk about, you know, the things, the Lord, and all of that stuff, and not feel any schism, and wish we wasn't around, and all that stuff. But see, we're not to be moved by anything, so that we're an example to everything. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. Don't let nothing steal the word. It goes on down. Give me the last part of it, and I'll finish. Chucks the word that becomes unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground. That's me and you. Your heart's good ground. You love the Lord. Such as hear the word, receive it, and you're going to walk it out. You're going to bear fruit in your life. He works all things together for the good. Boom! It just works out. Hallelujah. Because that's what it is. Good ground and brings forth fruit. Hallelujah. I don't know how this is going to work out, but the Lord said that he will work it out. Hear the old song in church, don't know how, don't know when, but he'll do it again. He'll do it again. You may not know how. I'm a singer too. I know we need children on the word to leave me alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. Don't be moved by your trials. Don't be moved by your emotions. Don't be moved by what you don't want to do. Line up and cause your don't want to do, cause it to change. I was thinking about that thought. I don't want that truck to run. I don't want to go over there and unload it. And so out loud I said, shut that thought. I don't care what you want, but God, you go unload that truck. You go in and enjoy doing it. Well, I love that truck and enjoy doing it until there was all my stuff went on there. So if you're already geared up, you can't be defeated when things don't work out. Yeah. You just turn that second gear and move right on. Praise God. So I would encourage you, stay focused. The Lord's been telling us that. Stay focused. Yeah, people have been under attack. They'll be back. Hallelujah. Because there's one thing about Jesus. Once you've ever tasted that he's good, and you quit eating from him, oh, it don't taste good. It's everything's missed. Fishing, I really enjoy fishing. And when I was backslid on the Lord, fishing wasn't enjoyable no more. It just ruined everything, Johnny. So I figured I might as well go back. Go back where it's good. Good, good, good. So if any of y'all's away from the Lord, get back in there and it'll get good. It's really good. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you.